I accept that Tasmania has special circumstances, always has and always will, because of its geography. That does put Tasmania in a unique position. But frankly, the best thing I can do for Tasmania, the best thing that the Tasmanian government can do for this state, is try to ensure that the Tasmanian economy is strong. Instead, under the Labor Green Alliance, jobs are shrinking, businesses are leaving, and Tasmania is closing down, not starting up.
But Mr. Abbott, you did say in Western Australia that you supported a per capita distribution which would see about $700 million taken out of the Tasmanian economy. You've seen a different message for today, a message for the
Again, that's not what I said. Go back and look at what I did say. Now, there are perceptions of unfairness, no doubt about that. There are perceptions of unfairness, and the best way to tackle them is to see a lot more transparency so that we know exactly what goes on inside the black box of the Commonwealth Grants Commission. Now, I think that's very important. At the moment, there is a group reviewing this, led by former Premier Nick Greiner. Let's see what the Greiner group comes up with, and then the Coalition will have more to say. Look at what I said. Look at what I said. No, look at what I said. Look at what I said. I said I had sympathy. I had sympathy for the position of the coalition states. That's quite different from the words you're putting to me. Now, I think it's very important that perceptions of fairness be addressed, and the best way to tackle that is to see far more transparency in the whole distribution of monies. But believe me, the coalition will always support a fair deal, a square deal for Tasmania.